Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be our counselor and to give us power to build his kingdom. When you walk in the Spirit, you access the intelligence, the heart, and the will of God.
I've lived for years. I was a miserable Christian. Do I have any help in here? Amen. You know, I said, why go to church every Sunday and still be miserable? Was I the only one?
No, you weren't. No.
Going to church. You know, I used to go to church, Angel. I was suicidal. We'd go to church, sing in the choir, dance all over the church, go back home and want to commit suicide. Say. And I used to think, why do I feel so good in church? And then when I get home, I feel like I want to take my life in certain, you know, situations that I was going through at that particular time. What is that? Say. Amen. I remember I was in a situation, amen, and I was with a person who I really didn't want to be with.
Okay.
Can I say that?
Yes, you can.
I just was a little unhappy camper. Amen. And I was in this relationship, and amen. And so what I would do, I'm saying now, sister, I'm going to church, singing in the choir, have a choir robe and my Bible every Sunday, okay? And I'm in this relationship, amen. And so when I would get home to this person, not the one I'm with now, that other person, amen. And you know what I would do? I took value. You remember back then they had value. I remember what value is. Okay, God is taking me somewhere. I'm about to go somewhere here tonight. Okay, I would take value. And so I got that. See, I never drank and never smoked and did drugs, you know. So, you know, I didn't escape that way because I was too holy for that.
Okay.
Did you catch that? Yeah. Okay, I'm holy. I don't drink. I don't smoke. Mm-hmm. I don't cuss. I don't smoke no weed. I just take value. And I got this from the doctor with my good insurance. He had a white coat on, he was legal. And I would take my value. And I would go to sleep. And I remember the first time I went to the doctor, he gave me some value because I wasn't used to being high. So when I took the value, made me feel really good. And I went to sleep and I didn't have to look at that person for a few hours. And so you know what I did? The next time, Brother Chris, I took two. I said, well, if I didn't have to look at him for 4 hours, he is eight. I won't have to look at him for 8 hours. Then I graduated to three. Now, get my story right. This was years ago. Amen. I've been saved 44 years. This was like 35 years ago. Amen. This ain't current. Amen. And I took me three. And so I took the three and it knocked me out for, you know, a good little while. I ain't got to look at you. I ain't got to talk to you. See, I'm talking to somebody. I ain't just talking to myself tonight. Because it's people that are Christians that are escaping through drugs.
Yeah.
Legal drugs.
Right.
They're not going to go get no street drugs, but they're escaping through drugs. Mm-hmm. Do you know they said painkillers, that right now, there's an epidemic right now of people that are overdosing and people that are medicating themselves so that they can get through the day. And this is not just the unsaved. These are Christians that are doing this. Amen?
Yes.
And so anyway, so after I took those and I ran out of those and I went back to the doctor. And the doctor, you know, I went back to him because I was, you know, I needed something. Because, you know, after a while, you take something for so long, it don't give you the same buzz. Amen. So, you know, I'm up to three value and I ain't getting the same feeling. Let me see. So I went to the doctor and I was complaining some more and I had me some good doctors. That's when you could lay in the hospital for 3 days and they let you lay up in there, amen, and get you some sleep like it's a hotel. Try it now with your insurance. Amen. So the doctor, I went back to him and so he gave me some more pills. He said, well, I'm going to give you this. And I didn't know what these pills were, but he gave me the pills. See, let me tell you something. You got enough money and some good insurance, doctors will give you anything.
Mm-hmm.
And just because the doctor gave it to you doesn't mean it's good for you.
Yeah,
and so the doctor gave me a pill. Amen. And I remember he gave me this pill, and he gave me 30 of them. And I took this one pill, and this pill knocked me out. Amen. I remember I was staggering to the bathroom, and then all I could do was stagger. Then I stagger back, and I fall up in the bed. And I slept for like 24 hours. Do you hear me? And you know what? And what I did was, so I called a friend of mine. She had a PDR. That's what the doctors use for the medication. And I said, could you look this, the name of this pill up? And could you tell me what this pill is? I said, because I took this pill, and this pill had me knocked out. I couldn't hardly barely go to the bathroom. I was knocked out. And she said to me, she said, Joyce, that's the pill that they give to people in mental institutions.
Oh, yeah.
I said, oh, my God. You know the devil was trying to kill me. And he was trying to mess up my mind with those pills. And so I took those pills, and I remember going to the toilet. I didn't know no better, so I took them. And you're supposed to put them in the water, but I ain't know no better. I was just trying to get them out of my house. And so I took all 29 of them, and I took them, and I dumped them in the toilet. And I remember praying to God. I said, God, I need you to deliver me because I am hooked on prescription drugs. I was speaking in tongues. I was going to church every Sunday for sometimes 5 to 6 days a week. I was doing all of that. I was a Sunday school teacher, choir member, praise leader. I was all of that, but I was hooked on prescription drugs. Because I had not learned how to have a relationship with God. I was focusing on what I got in church, and church made me feel good, but they didn't show me how to transfer church into Monday.
Oh, amen.
Somebody didn't teach me that. Amen. So they kept telling me, just come to the church. Just if you hear people make the statement, they said, if I could just make it to the house of God. Well, if you got to make it to the house of God, what happens if you can't make it?
Amen.
What if you're sick? What if there's a reason that you can't get to the house of God? If that's where you got to get it at, then you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. Amen? Mm-hmm. And that's what I would hear people that were religious would say, if I could just make it to the house of God where the saints are. No, if I could just make it in the presence of God where God is, that's what's going to keep me going. Amen? I thank God that's why I'm lazy for him. Amen? Look at this. It says, where do we get such enthusiasm? Where does this come from? This inspiration that fills our life with fire and fervor for the Lord from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Now, you notice I put a big grin on my face. Amen. Whenever I talk about the Holy Spirit, people, I thank God for the book that he told me to write on the Holy Spirit. Because when I found out that we are not utilizing the Holy Spirit's power in our lives, and that's why we're not on fire. Try to be on fire without the Holy Spirit. The devil will send you something to rock your world. Amen. You cannot fight demons and devils, trials and tribulations in your strength. You need the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, he tells you what to do, when to do, how to do, and sometimes he'll tell you just go to bed and go to sleep. Amen. Sometimes, you know, we be trying to get deep, and I remember one time I was getting ready, I just need to go to church. The Lord said, no, you just need to lay down and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
See, because we have religionized this thing. God said, you need to hear what the Holy Spirit is telling you for each and every day.
Yes.
Sometimes the Holy Spirit will tell you one thing for today, and for the same situation next week, he'll tell you to do something totally different.
Yes.
But we're so used to, following, rituals and doing what he said, listen to the Spirit. He will tell you what to do when. We have a great asset. We have a person available to us, and we are not utilizing him that much.
Yeah.
But I thank God that I know. I mean, I call the Holy Spirit. I mean, in the middle of the night. Amen. I'm glad he don't get tired of me calling his name down. Guess what? You know, I get up and go to the bathroom. I be saying, Holy Spirit.
Right.
Holy Spirit, do I need him to help me go to bed? I just like saying it. I just say, Holy Spirit. And then I feel my way in the bathroom because I don't turn the light on. And I drag myself back and then I go to bed, go back to sleep saying, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. See, some of y'all, if I called your name that much, you'd be like, would you please stop calling my name? You call my name too much. I'm glad y'all ain't the Holy Spirit. But I say Holy Spirit sometimes, probably say it 300 or 400 times a day. And he never tells me, Joyce, don't say that anymore. He loves us calling upon him.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Amen. I'm going to call on him. I tell people, you can utilize him if you want to. If you don't, I get your time in and my time and some more people's time. Amen. If you don't want nothing, all right then. Amen. I'm going to be talking to him because he tells me what to do. He keeps me at peace. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. Look at this. Luke 11:13 says this. So if you sinful people, look at this. If you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
My God.
He said, I want him. I want you to have him in your life. I want him to be active in your life. And so he said, we know that when we accept Christ, when we truly accept Christ, and we're born again, the Spirit of God comes in us. But he said, you can have the Spirit and not be filled with the Spirit. You can have him living on the inside of you, but you are not filled with him. See, and this is what he's talking about, that you ask the Holy Spirit. And look what he says here. He says, if you want to be enthusiastic for the Lord, full of his fiery anointing and inspiration, just pray and ask him to fill you with his Holy Spirit. Now, I remember when I first heard, I've been hearing about being filled with the Spirit all my life. So I equated being filled with the Spirit, it's like, you know, you fill this glass up with water, right? Amen. And then it overflows you. But you know what? I thank God that the Holy Spirit gave me the revelation of what that means to be filled with the Spirit. To be filled with the Spirit means that the Spirit has consumed you. Did you get that? Yeah. That the Holy Spirit, he is in control. That the Holy Spirit, he's in control of every area of your life. Because when I was coming up, Gloria, they didn't explain that to me. So I kept trying to get this glass filled up. And what I would equate the filling of the Spirit with was I would equate it with how I felt as far as when I was in church I felt the Spirit. You know, how many of you felt some goosebumps? Amen. And man, you could, oh, I felt the Spirit. Oh, I felt the Spirit. No, see, you weren't filled with the Spirit. What was happening there, you were exposed to the effects of being in the presence of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. But see, the Holy Spirit could be moving in around and around you, and you never become filled with him. Because you know how you're not filled, Donna? Soon as you get out of church, not you, Donna, but soon as you get out of church, you go back and do the same thing you did before you got to church. You felt good while you were in church.
Yes.
But then when you get outside the church, you know you got two different personalities.
Yes.
You got two faces. You got the church face, and then you got your other face. See, when you're like, that means you're not filled with the Spirit. See, he doesn't turn on and turn off like that. He's on all the time. Amen. I thank God for knowing that. Sometimes if I go into the store and make a purchase, sometimes the Lord will have me to minister to the person who's waiting on me at the counter. Amen. Sometimes it's a word of kindness. Yep. Sometimes it's a smile. Amen.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, and I remember my husband, he used to tell me, and I wasn't even, sometimes you could be doing something. This just came in. This is an email from God. You know, sometimes you could be doing something, you're not aware of it. And he told me, he said, whenever I would do business with people, I was very stern. Do I have anybody else in here? Okay, see, some of y'all laughing because some of y'all guilty. Okay, you know, if I go up buy a car, I want you to know you're not getting over on me.
Amen.
Okay, and so I had this little look I would give you. You know, it was a certain way I would talk to you. And yes,
this is serious business.
This is my money now. and my husband said, why do you act like that? You know, and if I go to a hotel, don't give me no dirty room. Oh, don't tell me I got a no smoking room and you put me in a smoking room. Oh, I'm smoking. Amen. I got an attitude. And I would go to the desk and my husband said, well, I'm gonna let you go because you're gonna take care of it. And I go to the desk and I say, excuse me, I asked for a non-smoky room, and this room smells like smoke. Right. And that's not the type of fire that you're looking for. And my eyes would be, you know, And so the person, I'm sorry, Miss Lester, we apologize. I said, okay, so when can I get my room?
And an upgrade to move.
And an upgrade to go with it. Yeah. But you know what God showed me? He said, joy as believers, even when you handle in business, you ought to be on fire. That means people ought to see God in you. And you know, if you go into a store or whatever, and even if you know somebody got to get over on you, okay, you ain't got to get no tune, no attitude. What you do is, and I've learned, this helped me listen to the Lord. Now, he give you something else, but this is what he gave me. I find if I keep my voice at a whisper, it keeps me calm. Mm-hmm. It's something about when I elevate my voice, Chris, I kind of go there. So what I do is I say, could you please do so-and-so for me? Yes, ma'am. I said, okay, thank you so much. And as long as I keep that voice, you're good. I come out of that voice, you're in trouble. But that's what the Holy Ghost gave me. And it works. It works. Isn't that something? Even God showed me on your job with your coworkers, whatever you're doing. You know, I had a coworker that was getting on my last nerve, quitting on what it is, but I don't call names. Amen. And this particular coworker was getting on my last nerve. Amen. Did I say my last nerve? Okay. And I began to respond accordingly. And I remember going home one day, and the Lord told me, he said, you're not showing forth Christ. He said, he doesn't know me like you do. He grew up in the church, but he doesn't know me. And she said, and he knows you a minister too. Now, what kind of example? So now this same individual, I treat them with syrup. I mean, just nice. Real nice. And do you know I found out when I started treating them really, really nice and sweet? He stopped irritating me. Well, I just didn't notice it as much. Amen. I respond differently now. And today this person did something, and no, it was a couple of somethings, and it was a time I would have checked them. Anybody know how to check? Check. Yes, I would check you. But you know what? I didn't check her. They asked me to do something. I said, sure, I can do that. And then they did something else. And I said, sure, not a problem. Is that good?
Yeah.
Ain't you glad I'm on fire?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. When you're on fire, stuff just don't rub you the same no more. Yes. Come on now. Amen. When you're on fire, your husband, let me go here. Your husband and your wife ain't going to rub you the same. Mm-hmm. When you're on fire, let me look at this wall in case there's some husband and wives in here. But you are going to respond differently.
Yeah.
When you're on fire, because you have to be on fire all the time. You don't get to turn it off because you're at home in your PJs. Well, you know, I'm relaxed now. And this is my house. God said, but you still saved. And if anywhere you should act saved is at home. Isn't that good? Did I help a few people? Look at this. It says, if you're on fire, look at this, I like this. If you're on fire, the world would be attracted as they watch you burn.
Right.
There are people that come around me, they don't know what it is, but they know it's something. And I don't preach to everybody. I don't start quoting scriptures. I may not say nothing, but it's just your fire will burn. You know, I thank God for God. You know, just something as simple as a word. On my job, whenever someone asks me how I'm doing, my cameraman knows it, I say wonderful. Amen. Do you know what the Lord showed me the other day? I didn't even realize it. Do you know half the staff and half the participants are saying wonderful now? What? Because, I mean, men and women. And it was a couple of men that came to my door, Keith, and they came to my door. They said, how you doing, Miss George? They said, I know, wonderful. They didn't even let me say it. I'm like, God, it's catching on fire. I mean, this thing is catching. And the staff, I hear staff, I hear ringing through the office. How you doing? Wonderful. And you know, I had one guy told me, he said, you know, I need some of that. You wonderful every day. I said, I am. I said, if you ever want to know, just let me know. I'll let you know. But see, he didn't ask me because he already knew. Amen. He didn't bother me. But see, what he wanted me to know is that I recognize that you come in here on a rainy day, wonderful.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Come on now. When the sun is shining, the snow is out there, I'm still wonderful.
Yes.
Amen. Wonderful has nothing to do. I even got my husband saying wonderful. Amen. If you stay around me long enough, you're going to be saying
wonderful.
Amen. See, the world will be attracted as they watch you burn for God.
Yes.
See, it's something that the world is rejecting Jesus more than they're accepting Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are dead, lifeless, and cold, you'll never attract or draw anyone to your message about the Lord and his love. If you're dead, you got an attitude, you walk around, look like you're sucking lemons or chewing nails. Would I want your Jesus?
No.
Would I want him? But when you're on fire for the Lord, people will know it. Amen. Says you've got to be alive and enthusiastic to be able to show others that what you've got with Jesus is better than what they got without him.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Come on. See, that's why the world, they're saying, see, y'all keep talking about how great your God is and how wonderful he is, but you don't look too happy about him yourself. So why should I want your God? Why should I be drawn to him? Because he doesn't seem to be doing too much for you. You act like I act. You talk like I talk. You cuss like I cuss.
Yes.
So why should I want your God? But when they begin to see you live the life before them, they will be attracted and they will want what you have. Amen?
Amen.
It says people will judge the Lord by what they see and hear in your witness to them.
Mm-hmm.
You can. I like this part right here. You cannot kindle a fire in any other heart until it's burning within your own.
That's right. No, that's good. That's
you can't set others on fire and you not on fire. You cold as ice. You're insensitive. He said you can't. See, when we come in the presence of people, they ought to see the power of God. I thank God. Today, somebody came to my office. I think it might have been Kiki. What's that today? You said that. He just looked in my office. He said, you glowing. He don't know. He made my day. He said, what's going on with you? You glowing. I said, it's the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
Lord. Amen. And I had a busy day today. I had a lot going on. But when your mind are filled with the thoughts of God and the Spirit, you will be on fire and people will see it coming off of you. Amen?
Amen.
You will be a light unto them. It says, ask the Lord to set your heart on fire. Has anybody asked the Lord to set you on fire?
No.
Why don't you ask? He said, Lord, set me on fire. By the power of his Holy Spirit to fill you with his love that will compel you to sincerely and fervently share that love with others. You cannot say that you're on fire for God and you're not walking in love.
That's right.
He said, how will they know that you are mine? By your love. If you don't love people, if you don't love the unlovable, if you just love the people that love you, you are not on fire.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
See, what stands out to people when you love them, when they know you should be snapping.
Yeah.
But you're smiling and you're loving them.
Mm-hmm.
They said, wait a minute, it's something different about this person. Mm-hmm. But he said, how would they know us? By our love. God's love is always unconditional.
Yep.
That's right.
Unconditional. We are so conditional in our love. I'll love you when you're lovable.
Mm-hmm.
God said, that's not my kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're on fire, you have his kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
If you're praying and looking to the Lord and asking him to inspire you, he will give you his divine anointing.
Yes, Lord.
I feel it. Amen. I came in tonight and amen. And I had helped somebody out today to give them a ride. Amen. And it threw me a little later than I normally am. Of course, the weather was bad today with the rain. And amen. And I didn't really get a chance to really, you know, do what I normally do. And I ran in the house and I changed my clothes. And my husband, I came back downstairs. He said, wow. He said, you don't hardly have any time. You know, I had like 15 minutes to turn it around. Amen. But the Lord knew that I was trying to help somebody today.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Because this person would have been out in the rain because they had car trouble. And one of my coworkers. And so I went out of my way. But then when I came in tonight, I just bowed my knees in the back. And I felt the power of God in an instant. Amen. I felt the presence of God. And I thank him because you know what? When you're on fire for God and you're loving others, the Lord will take care of you.
Yes, he will.
Amen. He knew that I didn't have that much time. He strengthened my body because he knew I was tired. I had a very busy day today. I met with many people today. But the Lord gave me strength. Yes. And when I got in the car, I put on some music and I began to play some worship music. And I began to play some music to get my heart ready for that I might, amen, teach the word of God. Amen, that my fire will be blazing and teaching you tonight.
Amen.
It says a lot of Christians just sit around expecting God to do it all for them. Mm-hmm. But the Lord expects us to obey and do what we know he wants us to do first.
Yeah.
And then he anoints and inspires us. People, we cannot be telling God, God, I want you to anoint me. He said, but you don't obey my word.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
You just think I'm going to do it by osmosis. Okay, you just do what you want to do, when you want to do it, how long you want to do it. Then I'm just going to hit you with a holy, you know, zap. He said, don't work like that. He said, no, you have to prepare your heart with my word. You have to, and not only read my word, but you must obey my word.
Yes.
I mean, people are just living any kind of life, just doing what they want to do. The Lord said, when I say don't, I mean don't. When I
That's
say
right.
do, I say do. He yes. said, and when I say do something, he said, I want you to obey me. Mm-hmm. We just sit around and think we can obey God when we feel like it. But God said, if it's in my word, this is what we need to do. He says, and then he anoints and inspires us. He said, you must obey and do my word.
Yeah.
Do what I told you to do. Mm-hmm. What? How many know that God tells us to do things and we just ignore him?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
God gives us instructions. We don't do what he says to do. But he said, I can't anoint you like that because you're rebellious. Lord. He says, are you an enthusiastic? Does your work, your witnessing, your singing, or whatever you do have the power of fire of God?
Mm-hmm.
Whenever you're doing anything for the Lord, is the anointing on it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is the fire on it?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Or are you just going through the motions? Anytime you do anything, do you know, I know some really good singers that have a great voice. And they have no anointing.
That's right.
I have heard some gospel still songs and some people sing. They have no anointing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you ever hear an anointed singer,
yeah.
if you hear an anointed preacher,
yeah.
if you hear anointed yeah. whatever, it is just, it has a whole nother level to it. Amen.
Yeah.
See, when you're doing something for God, you want to be anointed.
Yes.
I thank you for watching Walking in the Spirit. We are here every week. Study the Word of God. We know that when we walk in the Spirit, we will mistake-proof our lives. I invite you to join us here at 245 North Root Street in St. Paul, Minnesota at 7 p.m. at Joyce Lester Ministries every Tuesday night. Why don't you join us and bring a friend? God bless.